How did Brian Belaga come out of the last 2 days of practice?
Brian Belaga's doing well. He did everything that we had planned for him. So we'll have the, you know, the stay day and so forth. Like 11:30 is the medical meeting. So far, so good.
Optimistic about Sunday?
So far, so good, yes. Yeah.
Even for a guy who's played a lot of football like he is it a challenge, or would it be a challenge for him to play after basically one padded practice in 3 weeks?
Well, I think like anything with your veteran players, there's, you know, there's communication, there's trust there, and Brian knows what he needs to get ready, and it's a big challenge with the defensive line, especially the, you know, the matchup with particularly Long. So, you know, that's why you take the full week and make sure he's ready.
Do they move their guys around defensive line wise? Do they basically put?
They can, yes, yep. Yes, it's all part of it. Yep.
Okay. How about Morgan? Where's Morgan at?
Getting better. I'll know more today. 11:30. See what the plan is for him tomorrow.
Are you sort of dealing with the same thing you did with Aaron, where you did last year with the calf injury, where, you know, the chances of an injury like that reoccurring during a game are really high?
Well, yes to your question, and like all these injuries, they're a little different, and the fact of the matter, this is the second time, you know, so, and I know that's part of the evaluation.
The same with Devontae, I'm concerned he kind of tweaked their game.
Pretty similar, just the fact that it's the second time with the same injury.
What do you see in Nick Foles, Mike?
Nick Foles, good quarterback. I think he manages his game very well. Plays to a disciplined time clock, gets the ball out on time. He can make all the throws. He's smart with the football. I think it's clearly reflects in his decision making, that, you know, the system that he's in. You know, Frank Sinetti does a great job, you know, with the offense and the quarterback position. But I think Nick is an excellent fit for what they're doing.
You mentioned Frank. He got some history there. Can you just talk about your guys' history?
Yes, Frank's a dear friend. We started together back in 1989 as graduate assistants at the University of Pittsburgh. And just spent a lot of time, you know, together, both, you know, personally and football. So he is a, you know, football junkie, always has been. So this will be a big challenge. You know, fact of the matter, when you watch their tape, you see some of the similar, you know, things that he's doing that we're doing. And but he's very creative, and he'll have a creative game plan for our defense.
Mike, when you come off the short week and then the West Coast trip, and you come back, when do you really get a good judge of where your team is at? Is it in the padded practice, or is it usually on Saturday?
Oh boy, I think you could see it Wednesday. I mean, we're a little beat up, so I think the backing off Wednesday was definitely the right thing to do. And, you know, being inside yesterday was not the preferred. I think it would have been nice to get outside, because frankly, just from doing this long enough that, you know, the first time you go inside from an outside practice, you know, everybody's kind of scrunched together. It's a different practice, and so you got to get the mechanics of that together. But it was a good practice, and we're going to need a full week to get ready.
Mike, if I'm not mistaken, that might be the first time you've gone inside. I mean, I don't think you can't go inside at all, did you?
No, another stat to keep track of. Huh?